Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before. For day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Thursday, the 25th of April. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. You're going to see their signage all over Kaseya Center this weekend as the Heat and Celtics play game three on Saturday with the series tied at a game apiece. That's right. Any kind of injury you're dealing with, Anajar and Levine, they get you the compensation you deserve. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. And with all the NBA action, the MLB, Stanley Cup playoffs, Bet Online, they are your number one source for all your summer sports. All the latest stats, news, scores, all available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the BetOnline website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Yes, you could tell we're in a great mood today. There's a lot going on here in Zaslow Show 2.0 land. First things first, appreciate everybody who watched and you sent me comments. Oh my God, so many mentions on social media. It's really hard to keep up. But I appreciate everybody who's reached out and has said really nice things. I had a really fun appearance on the Levitard show yesterday. I thought it went great. Hope to be back with them soon. And I really appreciate all you guys who hung out. Obviously, I had to keep it real. I walked right out of that. You noticed. You were watching the local hour, 2 hours. Watching the local hour, and then I did a little bit more with them, and then after that, it was time to have Paul Pierce on. This was like around noon. It's like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. I told you, this is not a joke to me. I'm not sticking around and talking to Paul Pierce. I don't know why Dan does that either. Like, I'm obviously, there are certainly Celtic fans who are big-time Levitard Show fans, and granted, it wasn't like they had Paul Pierce on during the local hour. But I don't know. If someone called me right now, Paul Pierce's reps, and they said, Paul would love to come on Zaslow Show 2.0, I would decline. And I wouldn't even be polite about it. I would not politely decline. I would decline. I would tell him, I would tell them to tell him, eat shit, man. You're not welcome on the show. There's no way I would ever talk to Paul Pierce. So that's not a bit yesterday. That's the real deal. But like I said, I appreciate everybody who was hanging out yesterday and had really nice things to say. I had a great time, and I hope to be doing it with those guys again. Yesterday was also a really cool day for me because obviously I went in there and I guaranteed that the Heat were not going to get swept. I even liked their chances in Game 2 in Boston, but I guaranteed they were not going to get swept. And what does my team do? They come right out and they show you what they're about. If there was ever a game that, oh, what's Heat culture? What is it like being a Miami Heat fan? Why do you love this team so much? If there was ever a game, you would pop in Game 2 of the 2024 Eastern Conference quarterfinals. You would pop that VCR. You would pop that tape in the VCR. That's right. We're still using VHS tapes here in the Zaslow Mansion. You would pop in that tape and you would say, watch this. Watch this and fall in love with your new favorite team. That's what last night was about. That's how you talk about Heat culture. Last night was a great day for me because of that. I ended up looking great going on the Le Batard show and saying all that stuff. And then the Heat come out and they make me proud. So, really cool day for me yesterday. I did, filled in on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio yesterday from 3 to 7 p.m. with my girl Amber Wilson. And we're doing it again today. And we're doing it again tomorrow. So, thanks to everyone who hung out with us yesterday. Today, we're going to be very draft heavy. Tonight's NFL draft. But, I could guarantee you, we will start the show. That's right. We will start the show. National Radio, ESPN, with your Miami Heat. Believe that. So tune in today, and you're going to get a healthy dose right out the gate of your Miami Heat. We will represent on a national level. Guarantee you that. So make sure you're listening at the start of the show. I don't care what anybody else says there. I don't care what bosses, I don't care what producers say. Amber and I will start out the show today, filling in for Freddie and Harry. It's essentially an NFL draft show. NFL draft preview show. I'm an NFL draft expert. Everybody knows that. We will start out the show with your Miami Heat. I guarantee you. So, hang out with us today. That's going to be a lot of fun. Now, I get off the air yesterday. I get off with Amber at 7. And, all right, let's head downstairs and, like, I'm pretty subdued because, and this is how I felt really going into game number. Like, game one was a weird experience, right? Because game one was at the same time as the Panthers game one. And I'm so much more dialed into the Panthers because, really, what's at stake with both teams? And the Panther game was going so well, and the Heat game had turned to shit really quick. So, I wasn't stressed about the Heat game. I was like, just like, damn, that sucks, you know? And then you have the finish, which, again, by the way, in a league where the players do not care and do not try hard, I don't ever want to hear again, you know, that big criticism that came from Scalabrine, came from Celtic media, Caleb Martin hard foul, 90 seconds left in the game, blah, blah, blah. We play hard. That's right, I say we. I got 2 championship rings. We play hard for 48 minutes. We play hard the entire game. In a league where the players never care and they never try, I don't want to hear criticism about the Miami Heat playing hard for 48 minutes. Because if you don't believe that in the fourth quarter of that game, with the Heat still busting their ass in game one and still playing hard, that wasn't a precursor to the way that they were going to come out in game number two, you're fucking crazy. This is how the Heat operate. They're going to play hard for 48 minutes, and if they find something in the fourth quarter of a blowout that is working for them, they could take that into game number two. And if you don't believe that that's what happened at the end of game number one, I don't know what to tell you. But that's why this team plays hard for 48 minutes. Because the Heat outplayed them in the fourth quarter of game number one, and then you saw the carryover into game number two, where we took that ass. So, I was pretty subdued going into the game yesterday. I felt like they could win, but I wasn't going to get all riled up. You know, the first two Panther games, The anxiety, the nerves, it's my drugs. I'm an addict. I need my fix. And I love that anxiety. As long as we win at the end. Otherwise, you know, I want to jump out a window. But I love the anxiety. I love that feeling. I want it pumped right directly into my veins. I want to be high on it the entire game. And I didn't have that with the Heat game yesterday. And I certainly didn't have it in game number one because we had it taken from us because of no Jimmy and also no Terry Rozier, which, man, I mean, can he possibly return this series? Anyway, I don't know. It's like trying to get information out of the CIA if you want to find out about injuries with the Heat. So I go into the game and I'm pretty subdued. I'm watching in my game room. I'm watching the Zaslow Mansion game room by myself. I am. My younger son, he's at my mother's, and yeah. So I'm watching in the Zaslow Mansion game room by myself. And all right, halftime, down by three. We were ahead, but now we're down by three. Fine. Middle third quarter, late third quarter, we go up 12. All right. So you know what? Now, and I was just chilling on the couch, laid back. Now we're on the edge of the couch. Now we're into it. Not quite the anxiety that's my drugs, but now we're into it. Because what happens is, you know in your head, okay, if we win this game, like, it's fucking on. But also, if we win this game, I get my drugs on Saturday. Now I'm going to get the anxiety. Now I'm going to have the nerves the entire game. Now I'm going to get to experience a Heat playoff game the way that I always get to experience a Heat playoff game. That's what's on the line. Because if they win this here, it's fucking on. You better believe that. And last night was a perfect representation of why I love this team. It was a perfect representation of why I love this organization. It's why I'm always so proud to be a fan of this team. Because this team is for me. You know, when a team represents their city, when they play the way, you know, it's why right now the Knicks fan in New York, they love their team. They love a hardworking, hard-nosed, blue-collar, not even star-studded team. They like a team that works hard. That represents the New Yorker. You know, in Pittsburgh, the Steelers, a hard-nosed, blue-collar team. That represents the Pittsburgh fan. When your team represents you, it has a different meaning. It has a different feeling. And not that, look, Miami's South Beach, it's a very flashy town. So I'm not a very phony town, you know? I'm not saying that the hardest working, most disliked, toughest, nastiest, best conditioned team in the NBA, the Miami Heat culture. That doesn't represent the city per se, because Miami, it's bright lights, it's all that kind of deal. But it represents me. It represents what I love out of my sports team. And it's been like this for 30 years. This team, this franchise, this organization, they are for me. There is a toughness about this team. There is a seriousness about this team. They have an attitude. This franchise has an attitude. They take the games. It's part of why it's been so frustrating with Jimmy missing all the regular season games. Because the part of Heat culture that I take so much pride in is we're different from the others. And then when you have Jimmy, who isn't necessarily taking the regular season so serious, all right, then some of that Heat culture goes away where we're more like everybody else. That's the part that bothers me the most about that stuff is we're supposed to be better when it comes to that kind of stuff than everybody else. We're supposed to take this shit serious. And overall, that is the attitude of the franchise, and that's my attitude as a sports fan. This team is for me. And if I had to show someone why I love them, that game last night, that situation last night is what I would show them. Like, this shit means something to me. I have dedicated most of my life. We're talking 36 years. This is not a joke to me. I'm 7 years old. It's not a joke. I'm sitting there at 7 years old watching the Miami Heat in 1988, and I'm saying to myself, all right, we suck, but this is not a joke to me. This is serious business to me. I care about this shit. And then, of course, it got exacerbated when Riley got here in 95, and it's like, whoa, now it's winning time. Now, what I've been waiting for, and I'm only 14 years old at that point, but I still take the Miami Heat super serious, and now my team's about to have an attitude where they take this shit serious the way that I take it serious as a young sports fan. This team is for me. This shit means something to me. And that's why, like yesterday on the Lebatard show, that's not a joke. That's not a bit. And I say this also because I'm hoping we got some new fans of Zaslow Show 2.0, new listeners. I'm hoping we got some new ones based on my appearance on the Lebatard show yesterday. I got a bunch of extra followers on social media. So I hope that I can welcome maybe some new ears to the program. I appreciate that. I have dedicated most of my life to loving this team. It's not a joke to me. This shit means something to me. And last night is one of your prouder moments if you're a Miami Heat fan. It embodies the we have enough. There is no reason, reality-wise, there is no reason that the number 8 seed should do that at the number 1 seed in game number 2. There is no logical explanation other than this is who we are. If you're an OG Heat fan, last night is not a surprise. Anyone who thought that the Miami Heat we're going to get swept. You're fucking stupid. There was no way, there was no scenario that your favorite little basketball team was going to A, get swept, and B, to those guys who are so soft and so mentally weak. We own that building, by the way. And Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, who have done nothing, who have done zero winning, and then Porzingis. I mean, what a shock that he was 1-for-9. What a shock that a guy who's never played in a big game was awful when the other team pushed back. The Boston Celtics, in tight games this year, they were something like 3-10 in the regular season. They blew so many teams out that you knew if we can keep the game close in the fourth quarter, we're not afraid of them. Everyone else can be afraid of the Celtics. No one on the Heat is afraid of the Celtics. And if this game was going to be close, you're going to see what this Celtic team is about. And we saw what they're about. When somebody pushes back against them, they are so soft and they didn't get up off the mat. There was nothing surprising about what the Heat did last night. Don't give me all the hit a million threes. The Heat had 23 threes last night. The Celtics had 22 in game number 1. Fuck off with that logic. Who cares? The Heat punked them so hard last night. All this code red talk, and we go in there and punk them so hard again. Again. Jaylen Brown, they were saying at one point in the broadcast, I was watching the national broadcast, and they were saying at one point during the broadcast, cameras on Jaylen Brown, he's having a good game. Didn't do shit in the fourth quarter, but Jaylen Brown's having a good game. And they're talking about how Jaylen Brown mentioned he's been waiting all season for this matchup. It's part of why I think the Celtic fan is probably disappointed that there's no Jimmy Butler, because if the Celtics were to sweep the Miami Heat, it's like, all right, that's not the Miami Heat we wanted to punish. Like, they've been waiting the whole year to punish, to get revenge on the Miami Heat. And they're not going to get it now, A, because they're not healthy, and B, because guess what? We got a fucking series. And they got the camera on Jaylen Brown there, how he's been waiting all year for this. And then, in just the second game, and on your home floor, the Heat come out and they punk you. They punk you so hard. That is a soft team, and the Miami Heat are not even close to being afraid of the Boston Celtics. They're never afraid of the Boston Celtics. And now, you're going to have a lot of tight assholes among the Celtic fans come Saturday, game number 3. Hey, number 8 seed last year, Heat. Number 1 seed, Milwaukee. It was 1-1 coming back here to Miami. Wasn't supposed to be no thing. Guess what? The Heat won both those games and then ended it in game 5. The Celtics, they're going to be tight now going into game 3. We got a series. All that Code Red talk punked them so hard. Caleb Martin, you're going to talk all that shit going into the game about a hard foul. You're going to talk about Code Red, dirty play, blah, blah. They're booing him in the first quarter, and he put it on your ass. 5 3-pointers, Caleb Martin. Shutting y'all up. Sending all you to the exits before the game was over. Oh, what piss poor fans, right? Getting up out of their seat before the game was over. And Tyler Hero, that was the game of his career. It was. 24 points. Now look, he's had bigger games even in the finals. Remember the bubble, what he had 35 in, was it game 3? He's had bigger games scoring-wise. That's the biggest game of his career. The way, 6 3-pointers, 14 assists. The way that he controlled the ball, controlled the game, he was phenomenal. Phenomenal. I love Tyler Hero. I'm so glad he had that performance last night. He was fantastic. Bam Adebayo, best defender in the NBA. They'll give that award to Rudy Gobert. That's a fake award. Bam Adebayo is the best defender in the NBA. And balls 3-pointers in the fourth quarter. Jaime Jaquez Jr., Haywood Highsmith, balls shots in the fourth quarter with the game on the line. There was not a moment in that fourth quarter I didn't think we were going to win. Punked them so hard. I love it. And that was an all-time embarrassing loss for the Boston Celtics. It was. It's an all-time embarrassing loss. And Coach Mozzarella, to come out and say after the game, there are always ups and downs in the playoffs. After game 2, at home, to the 8th seed. Pathetic. Always ups and downs. You won 64 games in the regular season. And after game 2, you've already lost the home court to the 8th seed, minus Jimmy Butler, minus Terry Rozier. Pathetic. Pathetic. Man, last night was awesome. That was the good shit. And you know what? The good shit could very well continue tonight. You know, I thought it was going to be like a somewhat, a somewhat relaxing game 3, because you got the Panthers and the Heat playing at the same time. It'll be Panthers game 4 at 5 o'clock on Saturday, Heat game 3 at 6 o'clock on Saturday. But shit, we are in the pressure cooker. No matter what happens tonight with the Panthers, going into game 4, either we Panthers could close it out or it'll be 2-1. And the Heat, an opportunity to go up 2-1. And both happening at the same time, we are in the pressure cooker. Man, Saturday's going to be fun. All right, when it gets to the Panthers. So, Jessica Blaylock, Bally Sports Panthers. She's going to join us coming up in a few minutes. We'll get everybody ready for tonight. I am so pumped for the Panthers tonight. A chance to take a stranglehold of this series. A chance to go up 3-0 over the hated Tampa Bay Lightning. The Panthers can essentially win the series tonight. I am so fired up. Jessica Blaylock's going to join us coming up here in a few moments. But first, you know what else I get pumped up about? Making sure that you guys save money. That's right. And when you listen to Zaslow Show 2.0, you support the sponsors that support the show. So I'm talking about getting your homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance. BruntInsurance.com, 954-589-2204, wherever you're calling from in the state of Florida. Greg Brunt and his fully licensed staff at Brunt Insurance, they're going to help you every step of the way and make sure you get the most comprehensive and affordable coverage out there. From Pensacola to the Keys, Brunt Insurance, they know what area you're calling from. They're going to make sure that you get the best rate around and that you don't have to lay awake at night wondering, man, am I covered? God forbid something happens to my home. And you know what? We're also talking comprehensive policies on both trailers and motorhomes. 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. Hey, I've had my homeowner's insurance with Brunt for over 10 years now. Matter of fact, just 2 months ago, I switched my auto insurance to Brunt Insurance as well. So if you're looking for affordable care that offers the best coverage for your auto, motorcycle, or boat, you're making the right call. 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. I'll tell you what else, everybody's in a great mood. Good time to tell you about what's going on at the official car dealership of Zaslow Show 2.0. The spring sale season is in full bloom right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. We're talking incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. That's right. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, an extensive new and pre-owned inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model, you're sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Real easy to find them. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, just off North Andrews Avenue. It's that beautiful building. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. And right now, you can enjoy incredible offers during their spring sales event. Lease the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Premium for just $199 a month for 36 months with $54.95 due at signing with approved credit. Go to NFLSubaru.com. That's NFLSubaru.com. Plus, maybe you're not looking to buy a new car. Maybe you just want your current vehicle serviced. Well, did you know at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, they service all makes and models. So you're going to be treated like royalty and have your car serviced with confidence when you pull up to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. NFLSubaru.com, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All guests on Zaslow Show 2.0 brought to us by the official beer of the program, Johnny Cuba, European roots with that Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager, and a can. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba, your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. If you need to find where you can get Johnny near where you live, johnnycuba.us. You got the Johnny locator there. You pick up a six-pack before the Panthers and Lightning tonight. How else are we going to enjoy the game? Make sure you drink responsibly. And, of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. Always good to check in with our pal Jessica Blaylock, Bally Sports, obviously doing the first round. And, you know, then hopefully the Panthers advance. She'll just be watching like a fan like the rest of us. But, Jess, great having you on as always. What a fantastic start to what we are hoping is another long Stanley Cup playoff run.
Yeah, I'm pumped. You know, Panthers up 2-0 right now, taking care of home ice, and two really exciting games, right? You know, 3-2, decided by one goal, decided in overtime the other night in game two. It's been, even though it's only been two games so far, I feel like it's already been an emotional, an exhausting series. Just the way that you care so much about getting past the Lightning in the first round, even though it's only been two games, I feel like Panther fans, the broadcast, I feel like we've all already invested so much emotionally into this series. And I am just happy to currently be able to say the Panthers are leading it 2-0.
So how do you experience overtime? Because you're working, you're watching from the desk, you know, right there at Center Ice in Amerant Bank Arena. How do you experience overtime?
I experience it from the desk at Center Ice as a bundle of nerves. And just, you know, I joked the other night before the start of overtime, the more stressed out I get, the less notes I take, because I'm just so locked into the game and watching what's going on. And I know you and I have joked about this before when you're watching a game from home, right? The more stressed out you get, the closer you move to the TV.
Everybody knows that.
When I'm working, my version of moving closer to the TV is I just stop taking notes, because I can't like harness the energy in any other way than to just focus completely on the game, because you are so locked into every single pass, every single shot, every single block. And so I am watching from our position at center ice on the desk, but just like everybody else, right? As just this bundle of nervous energy that you're trying so hard to will the Panthers to a win with how much you care. So it would probably be really funny if somehow we were able to keep a little camera on me and you know, show it in the corner of the TV or something, because, oh my goodness, I joked about it before and I'll say it again. I have no doubt that in some capacity, watching overtime playoff games, watching one goal games in the third period, it has definitely at some point taken at least a few years off of my life.
Well, and they did that for you, right? They had a camera on you in overtime of game 7 against Boston, right?
Yes, because all of my crew know how emotionally invested I get in the teams that I cover. This is actually great. My hockey producer for the games, his profile picture of me in his phone is literally me like this. Watching, like, hands to my mouth, like stressed out, watching the TV. And you can just tell how incredibly nervous and just a mess I am in that moment. But
it's good though. I'm the same way. It's my drugs. It's my drugs. I love the anxiety. I love how it feels during it all. Now, granted, especially when it comes to the Panthers, it's worked out most of the time by the end, you know, and then I get to relax for that moment. And then I get to sit back down on the couch after Tuesday and I go, okay, 14 more times.
Yeah. it's so funny when we went off the air the other night, because game 2 obviously was a 7:30 puck drop, goes into OT and, you know, everybody knows you don't play the 3-on-3 overtime. Like, you're playing a full overtime. So you're doing a full intermission report before the start of overtime. So the game just obviously takes a little bit longer. So we didn't get off the air, I think, on Tuesday night till almost 11:45. So I walked in the door after midnight. And even though I was so, in a way, exhausted because of just how much you poured into that game, I could not fall asleep until 3 o'clock in the morning because I was just so, I was exhausted emotionally, but I was so worked up because the Panthers won that game. So it's just so much fun, right? It's just so much fun. And it just shows again how lucky we've been with the Florida Panthers, the way that they have been built, what Bill Zito has done, what Paul Maurice has done as a head coach, the commitment by the Violas to spend money and get the right players in here. I mean, we've been treated to this for a while now, and it's a blast. There's nothing like playoff hockey.
There's a great shot behind the goal right before Carter Verhaeghe scores, where you have, you know, the Panthers, you know, cameraman, and he's at like the top of the steps in the lower level. And when Verhaeghe gets the puck on the left side of the goalie, the crowd all rises together. They all get out of their seat at the same time. And then a split second later, Verhaeghe scores and they all jump up. Like, it's such a cool shot.
Yeah. And I even pointed this out in the postgame show the other night when we were showing that Verhaeghe goal. I literally said to Chick, I said, look at the fans already standing up and essentially cheering, because we were just talking about how Carter Verhaeghe has been such a clutch player for the Panthers, you know, not only in the regular season with all of his third period goals, but just the number of overtime goals that he has for the Florida Panthers in the playoffs, you know, leads the franchise in that category. I think it's 6 overtime winners. And so it's almost like as soon as the puck was on Verhaeghe's stick, you knew, right? Like, you knew something special was about to happen. And it's almost like the fans could sense it too. And so, it was just such an incredible moment and such a cool vantage point, all the different camera angles that they had, all the different shots they had of that. And just once again, Captain Clutch coming through for the Florida Panthers in OT.
Hey, we'll get right back to the conversation. But first, I got to let you guys know, you know, one of our great sponsors here is out there trying to help get you a new home. That's right. If you're thinking about getting a new home in any part of beautiful South Florida, I'm sending you to Signature Real Estate Finder. That's right. Matthew H. Mashler, your trusted real estate broker, Signature Real Estate Finder, realestatefinder.com. If you're thinking about getting a new home, that should be an enjoyable experience. You shouldn't have anxiety over it. And the reason that you're going to be able to find the best home at the best price in the best neighborhoods, finding you exactly what you want, is if you get someone with over a decade of experience. Matthew H. Mashler specializes in luxury homes. He is a certified luxury home marketing specialist, realestatefinder.com. You can contact Matthew H. Mashler at 561-208-3334. That's 561-208-3334. Maybe you're just trying to sell one of your properties right now. The best way to sell it at the best price, get it off the market right quick. Matthew H. Mashler, realestatefinder.com. Maybe you're already in the business. Are you ready to take your real estate career to the next level? You can join the Signature team. The Signature Real Estate Companies are South Florida's industry leaders, ranked number one in Boca, one of the tops in all of Florida, and with offices all throughout the state, including Delray Beach, Coral Springs, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Naples, Palm Beach, Orlando, a whole lot more. The Signature team is where you want to be. So whether you're looking to buy your next dream home, Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334. If you're looking to sell your current property, realestatefinder.com, or you're just looking to join the best in the business, Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334, realestatefinder.com. Matthew H. Mashler, your pathway to exceptional real estate experiences. It was a classic game. How about just altogether, how great the crowd has been.
Oh, it's been amazing. It's been amazing. You know, over 19,000, not only at capacity, but I think a little oversold, which has been incredible. And I'm so glad to see it, because I think not only this season, but I think for a while now, Panther fans have been defeating that perception that, you know, South Florida isn't a hockey town and Panthers, you know, don't have as many fans as other organizations. That is such BS. And I am so glad, you know, to see the way that Panther fans are starting to get a lot of, not necessarily from other fan bases, specifically calling out the Toronto Maple Leafs fan base in particular, who love to always chime in on everything Florida Panther related. But, you know, national media starting to recognize, I know ESPN on some of their intermission reports, not only in the playoffs, but in the regular season, TNT as well, have given Panther fans a ton of credit. And it's been amazing. It has just been, it's been so much fun. Players talk about it all the time, how they feed off the energy, how they feed off the atmosphere. Paul Maurice has mentioned it so many times, the way the fans have showed up. And, you know, hearing the Bobby chants in the middle of his post,
it's so great. It's
awesome.
I'm right at the center of it too, Jess, but like, it's so great how we've all done such a 180 with Bobrovsky. He's the man. And like, all right, even if he were to go out and have a bad game, it's all right. Okay. Like, he's not gonna be perfect every game. We are so far past the point now of anyone questioning him being the guy or not. That's our guy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Without a doubt. And I'm telling you, that save on Matt Dumba the other night, Bobrovsky can say it was luck. I mean, he's so humble, and I know every time he's talked about it, he's downplayed that save. Zaz, that might be the best save I've ever seen in my life. Like, I, you know, this is my ninth year of covering hockey. I started watching hockey just as a fan back in 2013. I still have no words to put that save into perspective. And maybe, sure, okay, if we want to say maybe a little bit of luck was involved and follow suit of what Bobrovsky is saying about the save, fine. But at the end of the day, to stay committed to the play, to lay your body out there on the line, just speaks volumes of the type of player Bobrovsky is and his mindset and the athleticism. And the athleticism comes from the work that he puts in day in and day out. It was unbelievable. And I will never, ever, ever forget that save or what I felt in that moment, thinking that that was a surefire goal for Tampa, yeah. Right? Surefire goal. There's no way that puck's not going in the back of the net with how wide open the net was. And Bobrovsky coming across and somehow making that save. It's just all of it. It's just still incredible.
Jess, how do we catch you tonight?
So we will have a pregame show on Bally Sports starting at 6:30, puck drop at 7. We'll continue to have full pregame, postgame, and game coverage for you all throughout the first round of the playoffs.
Jess, excellent job. Have a lot of fun tonight.
Thank you.
It's such a great opportunity for the team tonight. I'm going to be counting down the hours all day long. I'm so pumped up. You see right there over my shoulder, I got Tkachuk after he scores the game-winning goal in game 4 against Carolina right there.
One of my favorite sellies of all time. Just skating to the crowd, the almost gladiator, like, are you not entertained? Yeah, like, just the whole thing. Good stuff.
It's going to be a great night. We'll talk again. We're hoping this is obviously going to be a really long run again in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's off to a really great start. Great job, Jess. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
All right. Thanks, Daz. Anytime.
Excellent job by Jessica. Oh, Panthers. Come on. Do it. So today, big reminder, 3 to 7 p.m., I am on with Amber Wilson. We are filling in on ESPN Radio for Freddie and Harry. We'll take you up till 7, which is the NFL draft. But also, Panthers and Maple Leafs. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? If Panthers win tonight, we will do the show tomorrow. We will go into the weekend. Panthers up 3-0, and the Heat with an opportunity to go up 2-1 on Saturday, game number 3. Oh, come on, Panthers. Do it. So tonight, such a huge, huge night. You know what else is huge? Every time I tell you guys that I get the best sleep of my life because I sleep on Sheets and Giggles. That's right. Sheets and Giggles. Go to SheetsGiggles.com. And we're talking over 100,000 people who sleep on Sheets and Giggles sustainable eucalyptus sheets, mattresses, and pillows rated best overall by Good Housekeeping. And when you go to SheetsGiggles.com for the first time and you use promo code ZASLOW, you'll get 20% off your first order. And then every other time, because you're going to be back, you're going to be sleeping on the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets out there. And then every other time you go back to SheetsGiggles.com, you're going to take advantage of all the other promotions and sales they always got going on. For example, my man Colin, founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles, huge Miami sports fan, loves the Heat. In the middle of the Heat game last night, if you're following Sheets and Giggles at Sheets Giggles, you're going to get stuff like he tweets out, if Miami wins game 2, everyone who likes and retweets this wins a free Sheets and Giggles awesome in bed t-shirt. He had to send out over 200 free t-shirts by the end of the game last night. So make sure you're following at Sheets Giggles. And by the way, for another example, last night, if you were following at Sheets Giggles on Twitter, the tweet reads, for all the winners out there, enter code LOSTON. That's right, LOSTON, LOSTON at checkout. And that's how you got your free Sheets and Giggles shirt. I mean, think about that, all right? So make sure you're following at Sheets Giggles. Take advantage of all kinds of fun promos that are always going on during Heat playoff games and Panther playoff games. But when you go to SheetsGiggles.com for the very first time, make sure you use promo code ZASLOW, 20% off your first order. SheetsGiggles.com. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by Caneswear. Caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot, Miami sports fan shop, where you can get all of the big deals. We know no one has a bigger selection than Miami Hurricanes gear than Caneswear, but your Heat gear, your Panthers, your Inter Miami, your Dolphins gear, Caneswear.com, or go in person, 2655 South University Drive. Real easy to find them, just south of 595 on the west side of University. And after the Heat's win in Boston last night, make sure you're following at Canes_wear. And you saw the tweet went out last night. upset special right now until Sunday. You could save 25% off on all Miami Heat items at Canesware. So visit the store in Davie, 2655 South University Drive, or go to Canesware.com. The discount gets deducted at the checkout page, so you don't have to worry about that. But right now through Sunday, 25% off all Miami Heat items. Canesware, spot Miami sports fan shop, where you get all of the big deals. All right, big deal or not a big deal, let's start out here with last night. WEEI in Boston, post-game, Celtics on the radio, all right? Our man, Parakeet Cortez, Ryan Cortez, he's a real one as well. And after the game, you know he had to get in through the phone lines on Celtics radio.
111-101, game two at TD Garden. Absolutely disgusting. You're supposed to be winning 18 and you're out there laying eggs without this. Let's go to Danny in Cambridge. Danny, what are your thoughts?
Bro, I got to be honest. I am pissed right now. I was watching the game at El Palacio de los Jugos. I cannot believe we got a good game, finally, for once, out of Tatum and Brown both. But, you know, if Joe Mazzulla can't make adjustments, if he's going to lose to Eric Spoelstra in game two, that means to me that the Celtics are playing like...
Thanks, Danny. Danny brought his sound effects.
How does he keep getting away with... How do they not hang up as soon as he said he was watching the game at Palacio de los Jugos? How does he get away with this every time? He is a master at his craft.
That's a big deal. Cortez always suckers those Boston radio hosts. Excellent job out of him. That's a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal, let's keep it going with the post-game reaction. How about Kendrick Perkins? Kendrick Perkins, former Celtic ESPN analyst, he said it doesn't matter if the Heat shoot 100% from the field or 100% from three, they're still going to get swept this series. Obviously, it's a completely redundant statement. Here's Kendrick Perkins on his IG after the game last night.
Every single time, man, every single time, I started to put a little bit of trust, a little trust in the Boston Celtics. And here we go again. The brooms. Think about the brooms. This was supposed to be a sweep. Y'all a far better team. No Jimmy Butler, no Terry Rozier. But damn it, here my big dumb ass go again. Knowing I know better. Knowing that Eric Spoelstra and Joe Mazzulla is a damn matchup. Eric Spoelstra had them boys ready to go, and they showed out in great fashion. Look, Celtics, man, why can't y'all do right? I'm not saying y'all not going to win the series, but damn. For sure, this should have been a sweep. Y'all supposed to be standing on business. This is the moment that y'all been telling the world y'all been waiting on. You know what you do when you're playing a shorthanded team like the Miami Heat? You tuck them in. Read them a bedtime story. Give them no life. Now you got to go down to South Beach. The series tied 1-1. They playing with house money. And now you got to go handle business. Shit is just crazy, man.
All right, good on Kendrick Perkins. I mean, you can't just hide. You got to give some kind of reaction. So you know what? I'll go big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. So how about ESPN, their studio show for the Stanley Cup playoffs? You got Steve Levy, Mark Messier, PK Subban, and they show a clip of Vegas Knights forward Jack Eichel. He's sharpening up the blades on his skates, and PK Subban's going to let you know how he feels about that.
Dallas game two coming up. The tools with which Jack Eichel was.
We used to do that by hand. We used to have the whole hand saw going through there.
Yeah, not a power tool?
Not a power tool.
Interesting. Like,
we had a lot of injuries of the guys I play with a power tool.
You know, you think
I was going to say something. I'm not going to say it.
Those guys do it themselves, yeah.
Yeah.
What were we going to say? Why don't you say it now on TV?
I was going to say, yeah. I'm not a carpenter, but I carry around a hammer. Anyway, right. Go on.
Yes, you do. I have heard.
All right, I'm going to go not a big deal, but nothing like an old dick joke on your Stanley Cup playoff studio show. And finally, big deal or not a big deal. This is from, I believe it's from this morning. Maybe it was from yesterday morning. Unsportsmanlike, 6 to 10 a.m. every morning, ESPN Radio. Evan Cohen, Michelle Smallman. They have Damian Woody in studio with them. Oh, he was distraught over the Islanders' loss to the Hurricanes 2 days ago.
So do you want me to throw my phone right now?
Go ahead.
Bro, like literally I'm watching the game. First of all, this is like the best time in sports right now.
Oh, yeah.
This is a great time in sports. I'm switching all over, watching the game, and I'm watching. I'm like, we're up 3-0. We got it locked. Literally, I switched off the game. Then I turned back. It's freaking 4-3. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? My wife is going crazy, trying to calm me down, talking about your blood pressure going to just skyrocket and all that. And I'm like, what the hell is going on right now?
A 3-goal lead is not safe in the playoffs.
Apparently so.
See, I thought you were getting upset because you were thinking about the Lakers blowing a 20-point lead to the Nuggets.
Oh, wow. You're going double down on this, huh?
Michelle, I thought we were cool.
Now you're off the plane.
I thought we were good people there.
I'm going big deal. You know why? I like it that Damian Woody is such a passionate sports fan, outside of football. So I'm going to go big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, courtesy of Caneswear. Right now, after that Heat win last night, now through Sunday, 25% off on all Miami Heat items. The discount is applied at checkout if you go to caneswear.com or visit them in person, 2655 South University Drive. Caneswear is the spot, Miami sports fan shop, and you get all of the big deals. Yes! Woo! Make sure you listen to me and Amber Wilson, 3 to 7 p.m. today. 3 to 7 Eastern Time, ESPN Radio, taking you up until the NFL Draft. If we got some new listeners because of my appearance on Levitard yesterday, obviously, welcome. I love you long time. And, of course, Driving the Line, that's your sports betting brand of record. My man Jonathan Coachman, I'm on with them every Monday, youtube.com/@drivingtheline. We give you picks so you can get all your plays for the day. I hosted the show this morning because Coach is doing the golf. And I'm also hosting tomorrow. So 10 a.m. live tomorrow, youtube.com/@drivingtheline. You can catch me. That'll be a lot of fun. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.